Elon Musk needs to be held responsible for a lot, but especially for Doge and Doge's cuts to the NWS. To break this down, I'm bringing on friend of the show, Cameron Kasky. You can find the FY Pod below. Check this out and watch until the end for a surprise.
Hey, everybody. It's Cameron from FY Pod. I'm here with my friend Adam Mockler to talk about something that is terribly unfortunate and also much more political than people want to say it is. There was a flood in Texas that killed a lot of people. A lot of other people are still missing. And while we mourn and while we look at this tragedy for what it is and not try to diminish that, we also need to talk about the fact that there are policies that affect things like this and that our government right now is trying to make it harder to prevent disasters like this.
Yeah, it's catastrophic because you can't prevent the natural disaster itself. But what you can do is have mechanisms, infrastructure in place so that meteorologists and professionals can coordinate and alert people in certain towns or districts or states as a whole. And when you don't have the alerts in place, when they're delayed or they're scattered or the information is false, like they were in some of them, then it leads directly to deaths.
When you're dealing with things like this, you need the National Weather Service. You need to, I mean, it's a whole other conversation to talk about the climate emergency and how the Big Beautiful Bill is dismantling stuff that was in Biden's Inflation Reduction Act that is there to combat the climate emergency. But besides that, the DOGE, which I will not dignify by calling it the meme name that Elon wants us to call it, the DOGE gutted the National Weather System. And the National Weather System did issue a broad flood watch for the area. But the Texas Division of Emergency Management chief noted that NWS predicted 3 to 6 inches of rain for one valley and 4 to 8 for the Hill County. The chief guy told reporters during a press conference on Friday that the amount of rain that fell in this specific location was never in any of those forecasts. Let's take a look.
The original forecast that we received on Wednesday from the National Weather Service predicted 3 to 6 inches of rain in the Concho Valley and 4 to 8 inches of rain in the Hill Country. We worked with our own meteorologists to fine-tune that weather statement, and as many of you know, and many of you in broadcast journalism and meteorology, you can go back and look at your own forecast, and the amount of rain that fell in this specific location was never in any of those forecasts.
This rain event sat on top of that and dumped more rain than what was forecasted on both of those forks. When we got the report, it was about 7 feet or so on the South Fork, and within a matter of minutes, it was up to 29 feet, and all of that converged at the Guadalupe, and that's where we saw those very quick rise and flood.
But listen, everybody got the forecast from the National Weather Service, right? You all got it. You're all in media. You got that forecast. It did not predict the amount of rain that we saw.
Yeah, I wrote a post about this, and I was like, this isn't a liberal delusion. It's not a talking point. Texas officials in a top-down manner are saying that the National Weather Service dropped the ball, and you can directly connect that back to Donald Trump and his admin gutting it. And I keep saying, for an admin that claims to be businessmen, they really don't understand the return on investment that like these preventative measures provide. I even talked about USAID. Just imagine USAID. It takes $58 billion to fund it per year, but we save hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in like disease prevention, all of this, because it's preventative. So when you have the National Weather Service and you can claim, look, we just saved $30 billion, but what's the preventative like mechanism that you're removing there? You're costing hundreds of billions.
I mean, it's right there in the principles of a lot of conservatism, especially a lot of conservatism as it has been distorted by the MAGA world. Everything is about what's expedient. Everything is about getting some sort of results that seem like they're good right now, but are not effective in the long term. Climate emergency is a perfect example of this. It is harder to address the climate emergency. We do have to give certain things up to address the climate emergency, but this is about the long-term safety of humanity. And, you know, conservatism doesn't allow room for us to make long-term investments in things that are going to be better. But back to the tragedy in Texas. Since January, the National Weather Service, which is a branch of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the NOAA, they've reduced their workforce by nearly 600 people as a direct result of staffing cuts ordered by the DOGE and as part of Trump's mission to eviscerate numerous federal agencies. And it's just something that Republicans do where they treat every single service that the government provides as some sort of needless bureaucracy that evokes Mr. Incredible sitting at his cubicle, just, you know, lurched over his fucking computer. They act like everything is, every service the government provides is bureaucracy that needs to be cut. Everything is inefficient. But like you said, preventative measures exist to do the work that you don't even know is being done. For the past several years, I haven't thought about FEMA. I haven't thought about the National Weather Service because they are preventing things. They are responding to disasters. And these are things that we take for granted. These are government services that make people's lives easier. And when people like the DOGE go into this and say, you know, we are going to strip the government bureaucracy for increased efficiency, people don't realize that services like NWS are government services that people rely on.
Have you considered that immigrants also rely on the NWS?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Every government service that's provided, the first thing that MAGA World says is that it's the immigrants who are taking all the goods. And that's a very important point that you're making. That is it is a wry joke, but it is a wry joke that speaks to a very important thing in the big, beautiful bill and other issues right now, is that things like healthcare, things like support for parents, things like that. When MAGA goes in to slash these things, they always say, oh, it's just the illegals benefit. There was like a viral tweet where some MAGA voter saw how many people were getting kicked off of healthcare. And they were like, yep, that's all the immigrants. And it's like, oh my God, these people are truly convinced that services getting cut by DOGE don't affect their life, and they're going to learn the hard way, like what we're seeing right now.
This is a strategy that Elon Musk was actually pretty good at. So he tweets 100 to 200, maybe sometimes 300 times a day. And at the peak of his involvement in the administration, I mean, literally at his peak of involvement in the admin, he was tweeting hundreds of times a day. 10 minutes. There's a tweet after tweet after tweet. There could be a team of people running his account, or he's just ketamined out. But no, at the peak of his involvement in the admin, he was tweeting hundreds of times. And some of the tweets, most of the tweets, would be disinformation intentionally designed to undermine a specific institution. So when he lies about Social Security or he lies about USAID, he lies about every single institution. He says that immigrants are abusing them or dead people are abusing them. He uses that as a pretext to then gut that institution. And it's pretty disgusting.
Of course, as we address the fact that many of these fired National Weather Service staffers were specialized climate scientists and weather forecasters, you know, the partisan liberal politics of forecasting the fucking weather. This was the plan. This was always the plan. Whenever something happens that makes Republicans either blame the Democrats or say, this isn't what I was voting for, you can always direct them to Project 2025. Project 2025 is and has been the plan for what we're seeing. And we're seeing it in action, firing National Weather Service people and then acting like you can't politicize a national emergency that by all means could have been a much less disastrous situation if we had more people like NWS still in the government. Like, point to Project 2025, the Heritage Foundation-led blueprint for the far-right overhaul of the federal government. It was in Project 2025. They literally called for, quote, dismantling the NOAA, where NWS is a division. This is so insane. And it's just worth pointing out, this was part of the plan. This isn't about making government more efficient. It is about dismantling the federal government and firing the people whose job it is to tell you when there's a natural disaster incoming.
I love when the Trump supporters say, don't politicize this, or you guys are vile for politicizing this, when like every disaster that happened under the Biden admin, they not only politicized it, but they used it as an opportunity to like shit on minorities. So when the Baltimore Bridge got hit by a random ship, and the Baltimore Bridge fell, they were calling the mayor of Baltimore a DEI mayor, which doesn't even make sense. He was elected. No one like hired him, number one. But then every time something else would happen, they would say that Pete Buttigieg being gay was the reason why the transportation services weren't doing well. Literally, they would say this. They would politicize every tragedy over the past 4 years.
When the airplane disaster happened over D.C.,
the first thing they were talking about
was how it was the DEI plane crash. It is so crazy, and it's one of those situations where Republicans will so quickly say, oh, you're just doing some sort of cop out by saying that we're racist every time something happens. It's like, no, you're just stop being racist.
Yeah. You're not, they're not racist every time something happens, just sometimes.
Most of the time. Yeah.
So they turn it into racism.
So when liberals see a mass shooting and they say, let's take a look at this state's gun policy, that's making something political that's just a tragedy that we ought to mourn. When Republicans see dozens of people die, and with the LA fires, they were attacking the fire chief as well, and Newsom. The fire chief in LA was a lesbian, and they were immediately going after that. But whenever something like this happens, the first thing, MAGA world, but also just conservatives as a whole, not that there's much of a difference at this point or a difference at all. Like, the first thing they do is they try to find the closest person of color to the disaster and say, oh, it was them. Everybody, what has happened in Texas is tragic and continues to be more tragic. And we continue to see more information that is even worse. Our thoughts are with the families affected. And there are a lot of mutual aid ways to support people who have been affected by this. But let's remember that when policies are in place that affect people's lives, things are political, and they will continue to be. Adam, thank you for joining me.
If you made it this far, I want you to comment Mockler Media. We have the logo here, and we are launching the first episode of the podcast tomorrow. It's Chris and Adam talking live for 1 hour a few times a week. Then off the back of that, we're building debate formats, politician formats, game formats. It'll be great. Remember, if you made it this far, comment Mockler Media. We're manifesting it. We're building it. I love you all, and peace out.